This is it. Our favourite time of the week. This is Triple M Footy.
Try to the Warriors. The Knights on the attack.
Here come the Titans.
Oh, you got to love your rugby league.
Triple M Footy.
All right, this weekend seems to be no round at all, Dave.
Well,
you stopped that up yesterday, didn't you?
Yeah, right at the end of the show. It's like, oh, okay, well, round 16's in July.
Well,
thank you.
Well,
g'day, Jacko.
Good morning, Boz. I've done one better than that. I had a live radio talk about the games this weekend. How's that?
That's almost as bad as our breakfast show.
It's almost like you just expect it to be happening, and all of a sudden it's not.
It's not.
It's the weekend off because of the Origin obviously.
Friday night and Sunday.
Yeah. Well, Friday night especially is good for us. We've got Shania Power, the Bowen Bolter. As we're starting to call her. She's playing again.
Dave Bowen. Oh, no, sorry.
No, second one,
yes,
yeah.
Yes.
And also Romy Tytzel, who's the captain of the Gold Stars as well, is playing as well, which is great to see.
Oh, look, they put women's rugby league on the map, that Origin match in North Sydney that time.
A few years ago,
That was a couple of years ago, and everyone watched that and said, these girls are fair income. You know, a couple of them girls could play in the state league. The boys' state league, I mean.
Well, you saw a couple of the grand finals, the under-14s, the under-17s girls, Mackay District Rugby League on Saturday at the BB Prince Stadium.
Awesome. See what has happened. Like, I talked about that game I run water for up in Townsville back in 2000.
Yeah.
So 21 years ago. And I thought to myself, oh, one of these girls are going to get hurt so bad because their technique wasn't there, but their effort and their commitment was. And now, the girls that are playing now, they've started playing since they were 4 and 5 years old, just like the boys. So they've been playing all their life. So their skill level is right up there.
How good is it to see a shift, though, to the Women's Rugby League as well? We're seeing more of it, and it's being televised tomorrow night on Channel 9. Like, that's 20 years ago, unheard of.
Yeah, no, it's fantastic for Girls Rugby League, for women in general, you know, like they can do what the boys do just as good.
Yeah, well, you're one of the old boys, and a lot of the older fellas actually say, no, the women shouldn't be playing rugby league, but you're actually a big fan of the girls playing.
I'm a big fan of rugby league. Let's broaden its spectrum, you know. Let's get everyone watching it.
Whoever's
I love the game, and mate, it suits both sexes for sure.
Let's talk about Sunday night. How do you think Queensland's going to hold up? I've seen some reports out of New South Wales saying Queensland are in trouble.
Well, they've said now that they're probably going to get beaten by 50 every game. You know, when they win one, they create a dynasty. And so, as I've said before, what creates a dynasty? One series, because they win one and then they lose one. So, and then we're going to whitewash. Mate, look, we're backs against the wall. I've got no, you know, they're a fantastic football side.
Yeah. That is scary for a New South Wales supporter.
Exactly right. Beware of the wounded bull.
Yeah.
You know, you back a champion into the corner, and what's he got to do? He's just got to come out swinging.
Yep.
So, and we've seen it before in 1995, Fatty Vorton's team of no names, but great football players.
Yeah.
And they come out and beat you 3-0. So just, be careful that, and they will be. Freddie will be telling them, he said, come on, mate. You know, as soon as they put that Queensland jersey on, and now New South Wales people aren't allowed to come into the state.
Yes, I saw that.
So,
because they shut the borders.
It's going to be like Townsville. You'll see 2 and 3 blue jerseys round.
It's a very biased playing ground.
Yeah, but what happened in Townsville? Just remind me.
Oh, here we go. Yeah, what Jacko was saying.
We have not got a leg to stand on. We haven't. We accept that we're playing one hell of a football side. Even Wally Lewis has come out and said this side probably can dominate for a few years.
Mm. Wow.
But let's see how Greeny prepares them. And I've always said 80% mental this game is. You know, you prepare properly and you'd be prepared to do anything to win. Mate, anything can happen.
All right, all the action. I'm getting nervous about it now. If Jacko is even agreeing with the King, Wally Lewis, all the action here on Triple M Sunday night. Jacko, thanks for joining us this morning, mate. Appreciate it.
Cheers, boys.
All right, today's top 25 degrees, J&A for breakfast, and Coldplay, Triple M.